Hey everybody, thanks for joining again today. Hope you're having a great day today. Today we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Paul in our section today is going to issue some more challenges for the Philippians and us. His encouragement is always to live the Christian life, so that definitely applies to us as well. Some think that living the Christian life is a piece of cake, you know, walk down a great easy avenue. But I don't see the Christian life as easy when I look at the scriptures, but as challenging. Jesus said we should count the cost before following him. There are things in our lives that must change as we follow Christ. So let's see what Paul encourages us to do in Philippians chapter 2, 12 through 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and will rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. This is the second time already in this letter where Paul encourages them and us to stay faithful and obey the Lord, whether you're in his presence or out of his presence. We've already talked about that a little bit, but just as a reminder, just remember, it doesn't matter physically who we are around. We want to be around those that influence for the positive. But what I'm saying is that God always sees what we're doing. And so he's the one we should be striving to please. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Last time we talked about confessing and how every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, and how I made mention that if that's true, and then everyone would be saved if confession was all that was needed. But here we say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now I know, I'm not saying that I can save myself. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is too many times when one becomes a Christian and context the blood of Christ and is born again, as they say, that's all there is to it. But that can't be all there is to it. Paul says, keep up the obedience whether you're in my presence or out of my presence. And too many times I hear certain verses quoted, especially Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I understand that. I understand that we can't earn our salvation. But I also understand that verse 10 is often left out. And verse 10 of Ephesians 2 says, for we are his workmanship, watch this next part, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. Not in our good works, but good works that he says are good works. We are created for what? Good works. So there is something we must do to remain faithful. And I also understand that on our own, we can't even do that. We need God's help in everything that we do. Too often we try to do things on our own. But he also wants us to want to serve him and want to love him, not because he's already done everything for us. We know he's done everything for us, but we show our love to him in response, by how we respond, by serving him, and by living as he would want us to live. Okay, you ready for a challenge? As if that's not challenge enough. Do all things. Not do some, not do a few, but do all things without complaining and disputing. Well, if it's up to me, I'd just skip this part. But we can't. This is a real challenge in the world we live in, isn't it? But we must concentrate on the good of the world and on the good things. We must concentrate on serving God no matter the circumstances that surround us. Why? He tells us right here. Because we have to be the ones who are the shining lights in the world. You and I, as God's children, should reflect the Son, Jesus Christ, in the world we live in, holding fast to the word of God, that there might be rejoicing, that those who have helped us serve the Lord may know it was not in vain. You know, it's always great as a minister when people move away. It's not great that they move away, but when they move away and you hear back from them that they're doing good, they're faithful, they're strong in the Lord, that is so encouraging. And you don't even have to move away. Those that are in the congregation, when they're walking and strong in the faith, it is so encouraging to me to see folks living the Christian life, striving to be the people that God wants us all to be. Paul says the Philippians are encouraging to him. And he says he hopes by his faithfulness, even in prison, that he is encouraging to them and they will rejoice as well. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." There's that idea again, to see your good works and glorify your Father. Are we shining lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation? Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.